He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hey, well, hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. We are on show number 300, and before I go any further, next week you're going to see the show numbering jump to like 303 or 302 or 304, I'm not sure which. And you're going to ask, why and who cares? Well, I actually had a brain gizmo a couple months ago, and for some odd reason numbered the shows incorrectly. So the truth of the matter is, although we're numerically on show 300, I think we're actually on show 302 or 303. So next week, I'm going to make that adjustment. But in any event, welcome everyone. We have a cool show today. I have an interesting gadget. We'll take a peek at that right now. It's the Acell, and it's called the Power Mid-Air. And it's kind of a neat piece of equipment. I like the way this is. In fact, let's just get right into the review. So here it is. It's the Acell Power Mid-Air Power Supply, I guess we'll call it. And this is a power center. And as you can see, they have a different slant or a different circle on it. If you'll notice here, you have six outlets that are in a circle. And the beauty of this is, as you know, that when you hook up a regular traditional outlet strip, it's vertical. And as soon as you get any of these power packs in there, you know what happens. You put three in and then you waste three outlets because you have no more space. So cutting to the chase, as you can see, this is a circle and it allows you to really take advantage of your six power outlets here, which is kind of neat, and they are grounded. This does a lot more. If you'll notice, there are two USB ports here, and these are both good to use as simultaneously. They're going to put out 4 amps, and actually it's 2.4 amps, and it works quite well. The other thing that's nice that I like about this is it has an on and off switch. So if I push this in, that actually is going to turn the unit on. And I don't know if you could see the power light right there. There it is. I'll turn it off and then I'll turn it on. And this is a surge protector, and it has some pretty good specifications on it. It's certainly well built. There's no question about that. This has, as I said, six outlets, and it has two USB charging points, and they are 5 volts, 2.4 amps. Each one of those USB ports are 5 volts, 2.4 amps. It has a long, you can't see it, but it has a very long 6-foot power cord, and it's quite heavy duty. Of course, we have the on and off button that I just showed you, and it has a green LED power indicator on this, which you could see here on the top. This also is good for 1080 joules of surge protection, and you'll also see a blue LED surge protection indicator, and that's indicated right here. Also on the back, they have a 15-amp circuit breaker, and I'll try to, there it is right there, you can see that. So they do have a built-in circuit breaker, which I think is all very nice. Very well made, very heavy duty, and I really like it. Now, every now and then you're going to get one of these bizarre plugs that are going to come around like this cockamamie thing, and it's going to take up almost two more outlets, one. And really, if you want, you could probably get a standard plug in there. So the angles and the distance between each outlet here is actually quite good. They did a good job with that. So in general, it's an excellent piece of equipment. I like the fact that it has the two USB ports on it. I wish it had three or four, but hey. And also the price point is quite good. If we take a look on the website, if you go to the Acell website, and by the way, the Acell website has just a ton of products and a ton of information out there. It's really well done, the Acell website. But here's a picture that you could see that shows all kinds of crazy power packs put in there, and gives you the specifications, which we just went over. You know, I might point out that It has what's called a clamp rating of LN 500 volts, LG 600 volts, and it gets pretty technical. I don't want to spend a couple hours talking to you about definitions and terms. It also has a noise reduction and a response time, if any junk goes through the electrical circuitry, of 25 nanoseconds. And essentially what all this means is that this is really well designed and will handle pretty much any type of current surge or dirty current that goes through your outlet. And believe me, that stuff, that dirty current, if you will, I call it, you know, the bad stuff, really does a number on your electronics. So in general, I would highly recommend a device just like this to use just as a, you know, an everyday event. You always want some type of surge protection and electrical protection, power cleaning, as we call it, on your electronic devices. I know in the studio here, every single thing is on a surge protector. There's not one item in this studio that doesn't have a surge protector. And it protects you from what we call spurious oscillations, which means high peaks or low peaks that go through the current. You can't see it, but your electronics, believe me, it knows it's there. So you're probably wondering, all right, how much does this thing cost? And you expect to spend, I would say, $100 for this. But interestingly enough, if you look at the website, if you just go on Amazon, for example, this sells for $36, and it's really well worth it, believe me. Rating-wise, it has 4.5 stars out of 5, so it's just not me who likes it. Everybody likes it. And for $36, including free shipping, it's an excellent, excellent value. And I have one of these. I am going to get one or two more because I have more stuff around here that I want to hook up for sure. All right, well, I hope you like the Acell Power Mid-Air power supply. It is really a great value and an excellent piece of equipment. So definitely, if you're in the market for one of those, check it out. And now, let's go to the app, the apps of the day. Right off the bat, I have discovered two cool financial apps, and they're both free. And the first one is Ace Money Lite. And I emphasize light because it doesn't have all the features, but I would venture to say it probably has enough features for 95% of the audience out there. And the free version is awesome. You can pay a little money and get the full version, but I would be surprised if this free version doesn't help you a lot. This will do home budgets, free personal finance software, which is what this is. It's very similar to Microsoft Money or product that you've heard of, Quicken, and it does pretty much everything that those products do. It will manage multiple accounts, your budgets, track multiple currency finances, analyze spending habits, make transfers between accounts, and do online banking. And it's real easy. I mean, it's real easy to learn. It's very intuitive. So definitely check this out. It's called Ace Money Lite, and they do have a free version, and also you can buy their paid version. But again, it's pretty robust. I would be surprised if it didn't do pretty much everything you want. And then we have another piece of software called GNU Cash. And this is a personal, really heavy-duty, small business is what I think it's for. It's financial accounting software. It's freely licensed, and as all the GNU products are, they're free. And this works on every type of operating system that you can imagine, BSD, Solaris, Mac, OS, Windows, you name it, this will work on it. Extremely robust, and it has double entry accounting, stock, bond, mutual fund accounting, small business accounting, reports, graphs, QIF, QFX, and HBC import, which means and transaction matching, which means if you have if you're doing online banking, all that information will be able to be imported into this GNU Cash. It's really a nice piece of software, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time going into the charts and graphs, but I got to tell you, it's pretty cool. It has a calendar built into it. This is one of the better free money management software packs I have ever seen, and I'm very, very impressed with it. So if you're in the market for one of those types of softwares, definitely check that out. And Now I'm going to go into a piece of software that I think everybody's going to want. It's free, like everything else in the Gadget Professor Show. But this is really cool. I know a lot of you have the Gmail, that you use Gmail for your email. I do. I have a number of Gmail accounts. But I have to tell you, do you ever back up your Gmail? What happens if it gets hacked? What happens if you can't get into your Gmail, or if you have a problem, or you need it, you deleted something and you need to go back and say, I wish I had that email, and you can't find it, yada, yada, yada. This is called UpSafe, and it's a free, totally free Gmail backup system. And what it will do, it will filter files and messages by type. It will do scheduled backups. It will do archiving, which is very important. You always want archiving. It gives you a full backup history. You can preview your backup messages, and you can restore selected messages. So if you inadvertently delete one or two or five or 100 messages and you've backed it up, you can go back, find those messages, click on it, and it will restore it. So this is a really cool piece of software. I highly recommend that you do it. And also, they have to make money somehow, but you can get a Google backup, cloud backup, if you will. And they recommend that you try their new backup solution, all-in-one solution. To back up your Google account, your entire Google account, you can access your data from anywhere, and this is also free. They're going to give you 3 gigabytes, which is considerable, to back up your email or whatever else you want to back up to the account. And you can restore your whole Google account or the selected files or just emails with just a couple clicks. So this is definitely something that you want to check out. They have all the screenshots here. It's very well done, very well laid out, and I'm very impressed with it. So again, if you have a Gmail account and you don't back it up, here is a safe, easy to use, free solution. And I also want to tell you that they don't know your username, your login. They have no record keeping whatsoever of what you do, so it's totally anonymous, which is also, you know, very important today, because everybody knows that knows your business, especially the ISPs. But we're not going to get started on that. Talking about email, here's another interesting piece of software apps that I think you'd like. It's called Inbox Pause. And have you ever been out on a date, or just out with your wife or your husband or whatever, and you know, you have your cell phone, your smartphone, every minute, bing, 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 drives me out of my mind. I don't even have that sound turned on, but you know how it is when you get tons of email. And is there ever times where you just want to turn your email off for an hour or two or a couple days? Well, if there is, then this software might be for you. It's called Inbox Pause. Take a break from email and be free, and it's free. And essentially what this will do is it will put your email on pause. And it goes through a very simple procedure to do that. And it may be something you want to check out. There's explicit instructions here how to do it. Like, it shows that you're on the beach relaxing and you don't want to be interrupted by your email. But it works quite well. It's free. And, you know, check it out. Also, from time to time, I get requests for newsletter software. And I send out newsletters for a variety of people, clients that I have. I use a tool called FireDrum, which is actually here in Arizona. And it is free. It makes nice newsletters. They have a paid version, which is substantially more robust, obviously, and better. But I use FireDrum. You can find that at FireDrum.com. And they do a great job. And I think you can have like 200 or 300 free email lists with that. I'm not sure of the number. But in any event, this is called K-ML newsletter creator, if you will. And what this does is it's kind of neat. This is a mailing list newsletter manager. And essentially what you can do this is you can make online newsletters, and it's pretty simple. You can have large lists of contacts or customers, so on and so forth, unlimited subscribers, unlimited number of email lists, customizable, yada, yada, yada. Very easy to use, and what I like about it is if you're new to it, it's kind of like what you see is what you get, so you know if the newsletter and your graphics are looking like aligned and cool, it will do that. Now, there's two versions with this. There's the free version, and the free version, it limits you to 3 emails. if you go to the full version, which I think is about one-time fee, $60, and that's pretty cheap. A lot of these services have monthly fees or yearly fees. This is, as I understand it, a one-time shot for about $60, and you have no limit on how many emails that you can send out. So if you're interested in that, this might be something that will work for you, and it's all online, and it's pretty simple. And I don't know. For an entry-level free try it out, 30 people is a little small, but it's going to get you into how do you do newsletters without spending a lot of money. If you do the free version and you like it, at least you get the experience. If you want to spend a little money, $60 is pretty reasonable. If you want to spend more money and get more services, then you may want to look at something like FireDrum, which is well worth it. And that's if you're sending out, you know, really sophisticated newsletters that have to look professional, and you have a lot of people that you're sending it to, and it has management and everything else. So it's the old story, you know, you get what you pay for. Now this next app is just a killer app, and I would definitely urge you people to do this. I'm sure you guys have you guys and gals have webcams and things like that, even the cam that's built into your laptop, and you may want to turn that into a device that is a security device, so that if you're out of the house and someone comes in the house, your kids are snooping around, you don't want them here or there, or whatever, you just want to see any motion that's detected in your house. This is called SightHound, and SightHound is totally free, and they have a great piece of software. I mean, there's no question about it. And this will turn your digital camera, wherever it is, if it's a separate camera or built into a laptop, PC, Mac, whatever, this will turn it into a security system for you, and it will detect motion, and it's free. They certainly have paid versions of it, but the free version, it works really well. And what happens is if someone crosses the path of the camera, you're actually going to see it. It records it, and they also have a cloud service that will allow you to record up into the cloud, and you also can put little squares around particular areas that you want to watch or maintain security around. So a SightHound may indeed be what you want. If you have kids that are in a dorm and they want to protect their belongings and see who's doing what, you know, someone's snooping around, or you know, you're missing food, whatever the case may be, SightHound very well may be the solution for you. And again, they do have free versions, and they have some paid versions. Their cloud cloud apps may be paid, but if you just want basic security, I highly recommend this software. I think you will really like it. And that is going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor this week. I will be back next Thursday with a brand new episode, and I'll have some surprise photos. And what I will tell you, if you want to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And by the way, you may want to start checking out my my Facebook page. It would be you know, Facebook. Just look up The Gadget Professor. You'll find me, because starting not next week, but the week after next, I'll be posting some really cool photographs, and I'm just going to leave it at that. So I will see everyone next Thursday night. So long. Thank you for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor, or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.